Kiss by John Lutz. Copyright 1988 by John Lutz. Published by Henry Holt & Company, Incorporated, New York, New York. For Andrew. And for every kiss I owe, I can pay you back, you know. Kiss me, then, every moment, and again. J.G. Sachs. To Lesbia. Chapter 1. It was late afternoon, but still hot. Carver had poured 2 glasses of lemonade from the tall pitcher Edwina kept in the refrigerator. He watched the breeze ruffle the fringe on the umbrella sprouting from the center of the table on the brick veranda. The sun sparked silver off ocean swells that curled in on themselves to form whitecaps as they neared the shore. Due to the lay of the land, he couldn't see the beach from where he sat, but he could hear the slap of the waves and the rush and roar of surf. Far out at sea, something dark, a boat, a bit of flotsam, something was drifting. Whatever it was, it looked lost and lonely. Alfonso de Soto sat across from Carver, his back to the sea, his glass of lemonade untouched before him and resting in a circle of dampness on the white enameled table. His handsome Latin features had an intense cast to them this afternoon, like those of a bullfighter contemplating grave danger. De Soto was dressed neatly as ever in a well-tailored cream-colored suit, pale blue shirt and mauve tie. His gold watch glinted on one wrist, a bulky gold bracelet on the other. He wore a gold diamond ring on each hand, pinky ring on the right, ring finger on the left. He looked too prosperous and flashy for a cop, but he was a cop, and a good one, a lieutenant in the Orlando Department. He was here in Del Marais because Carver was his friend, because he was worried. It wasn't like De Soto to worry, or seem to worry anyway. It made Carver uneasy. He watched the sea behind De Soto, kept an eye on whatever it was out there drifting.
"Where's Edwina?"
"Out selling condos someplace."
De Soto sat back.
"Not a bad way to earn your bread, amigo. Doesn't depend on crime, like our professions."
"You haven't seen some of the condos."
De Soto didn't smile.
"What we do for a living, dealing with the kinds of people we see every day, it makes you cynical. Makes you get suspicious when maybe you shouldn't."
"Or when maybe you should."
He waited for De Soto to get around to whatever he'd come here to say. The breeze kicked up and snapped the umbrella against its metal frame. The table moved an inch, as if its sail had been filled with wind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?